Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and the crowd cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." After making the crossing, they came to land at Gennesaret. When the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel on his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. In the first reading, the Lord God Almighty summoned the three of them, Aaron, Miriam, and Moses. You will recall Aaron is the older brother of Moses, who later became the first high priest. He was the spokesman of Moses, because Moses was a stammerer, couldn't talk fluently. So Aaron was always there for him. Miriam was the one that saved the life of Moses as a baby, also a prophetess. So today, our attention is drawn to the jealousy that could exist in ministry. The jealousy that could exist in ministry, because they were all chosen by God. One was a prophetess, the other one was a high priest, and Moses, of course, a prophet of God. Not just jealousy or pride that could exist in ministry, but among siblings. The first reading tells us, under the pretext that Moses married a Cushite woman, a foreigner, they came. Why is it that the Lord is always speaking to you face to face, one on one, not to us? Even though the Lord reveals himself in dreams, in visions, to Aaron and Miriam, they were not satisfied with that. And that was what amounted to God's punishment. He is a God of justice, but also a God of mercy. And another thing that struck me was that Moses was regarded as the meekest man. Very humble. He interceded for his siblings. He prayed for them. This is what we are called to do, to pray for one another, not to become envious or jealous or prideful. In the gospel, Peter said, "If it is you, Lord, ask me to come to you on the waters." Why not come? And when he was doing it, imagine walking on the waters, he began to feel prideful. So I'm the one doing this, so I can walk on the waters. And the moment the attention turned to himself, not to God, he began to sing. But something we can learn from both Peter and Moses. We see a version of Moses in Peter. He was quick to say, "Lord, save me. Lord, save me. I am drowning. I'm sinking." He abandoned his pride. The responsorial psalm, the antiphon to the responsorial psalm says, "Be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned." How often do we need to pray to the Lord, "Be merciful to us, for we have sinned"? Lucian Days wrote it into a song. "O Lord, be not mindful of our sins and our guilt. O Lord, do not judge us for our faults and offenses. May your merciful love be upon us." May your merciful love be upon us, O Lord. Today we celebrate the dedication of St. Mary Major, the Basilica. This was dedicated around the 4th century after the Council of Ephesus. You know, when our mother was declared Theotokos, Mother of God, Pope Sixtus III dedicated this oldest building to her honor. She continues to share in our humanity. She knows our weaknesses. She continues to intercede for us. I'm sure quite a number of us may have visited that church. You know, the Lord is always merciful. The Lord can work in mysterious ways. The Lord can work through anyone. Let us not be jealous. Let us not be prideful. Let us be content with the gift God has given to us. We are not in contention with one another. We are not in competition with one another. St. Paul will tell us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Why are we fighting against one another? O Lord, be not mindful of our guilt and our sins. O Lord, do not judge us for our faults and offenses. May your merciful love be upon us.